Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lamy, you got a hot take about the draft before we get to the Cleveland Cavaliers and trash talk
from
the Orlando
Magic? I got one that's going to sound ridiculous.
Let's hear it, brother.
I hope Pittsburgh trades for Brandon Ayuk. I think he is a...
I think you're stoned to the bejesus.
I think he is a system guy.
Oh, my God.
And they are not running that system in Pittsburgh. We don't even really know what system they're going to be able to run in Pittsburgh. I don't even know who's going to be throwing the football by week six in Pittsburgh. And they're going to have to make him
record
the highest.
This.
Listen to this.
Record this.
They are going to have to.
Record the whole show, Ken.
Yeah, well, we record them all. Except there's like 8 years missing. Every time I want to go in the
Every
archives.
Every once in a while.
I think Ayuk is a system guy. I don't think they have the system to utilize his skills in Pittsburgh. And furthermore, when you trade for him, guess what you got to do, Ken? You got to make him the highest paid wide receiver in the game. I think that only does damage to Pittsburgh. Go ahead. Pittsburgh Steelers, I will applaud if they trade for Brandon Ayuk. That was me clap. I clap for my own take.
Well, I'm certainly not going to clap for it.
So you're worried. You're worried if they get him.
I wouldn't be thrilled, no.
Really?
I would not be thrilled, yeah. It's not, buddy, it's not Matt Canada over there.
I know.
All right?
I know.
And the wide receivers they draft go crazy, but he wasn't drafted by them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a dangerous thing to hope for. To hope that the Pittsburgh Steelers get Brandon Ayuk is a dangerous thing to say on the radio on a station in the AFC North.
I know. I realize it.
It's a really stupid, irresponsible thing to say on a station here in the AFC North. That sounds like bring on the Yankees
I
to me.
I think right
I
now.
I don't like that. No,
bring on the Ayuk.
Yeah. Bring him on. I think
not good.
Pittsburgh fans sound oftentimes like we have sounded over the years. Let's trade for this guy. Let's trade for this guy. That's a name I've heard of.
We've made those trades.
I've seen him in the Super Bowl.
Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy, Odell Beckham Jr.
And that's why I'm saying, more times than not, these moves do not work out.
Amari Cooper.
I do not think that is a
Jarvis
place
Landry.
Where it's going to work for him.
Did you see this reasoning here? I didn't see it until you listed off
Elijah Moore.
I'm delirious, which I didn't like.
But the difference with Amari Cooper was that was a fifth-round
pick. OBJ imploded a team.
The Browns? Who?
OBJ imploded a team.
The Browns?
The Cleveland Browns. They did not win that year. They should have. They went to the playoffs the year before.
That's Baker's
fault.
They
went to the playoffs 2 years after.
That's Baker's fault.
Oh,
when
okay.
His fault.
Oh, okay.
It was the Browns' fault.
It was fine with the video that his dad put out and all that. That was fine.
That got him off the team, but it didn't implode the team.
It was fine.
Got him off the team.
There was no problems.
I mean, I can't help his dad's Martin Scorsese.
I mean, Ayuk has been to the Super Bowl.
Francis Ford Beckham Jr.
And he wants off the team.
Senior.
Like, good. Go to Pittsburgh. Go start to contaminate that place over in Pittsburgh. Those guys are never thrilled.
This does sound like the most Ken Carmen of
this
takes
sounds,
ever,
yeah,
though.
This sounds really me drunk.
See, we do role reversal very well this show.
This is dumb.
Wait, you think it's crazy that I think he's a system? Hold on. That I think he's a system guy? You think that's crazy? I believe in Shanahan. I don't believe in the players there. I believe in Shanahan
always. I think
always.
He's a really good football player, and I think that that's a dangerous thing to sit there and think. And I also... As bad as everybody is on Arthur Smith right now, I think he does know how to call an offense. I think he knows how to protect a quarterback, and I think that remember he did call an offense once with AJ Brown in it, And that seemed to go pretty well for everybody involved. So I think that this is a dangerous thing you're saying right here.
I get it's dangerous. I understand. But it's what I think
dangerous
fans
life.
Fall in love with the names.
I think you missed skiing back in the day, and so now you just decided to do these takes because you know you can't ski anymore.
Listen,
on South Beach.
I have been in the lap cooking, Ken. That is what I've been doing with these sports takes.
This is not smart.
So you think it's crazy to think he's a system guy?
I'm saying he could fit Pittsburgh's system.
What is their
and
system?
Also be a very good quarter or very good wide receiver for them. I think their system is going to be run the ball, take care of the quarterback, and be able to do things. I think it could be like San Francisco's system. Yes.
So wait a second.
I think it could be like San Francisco's system. If everybody thinks that Brock Purdy is missing whatever it is that's missing, like he's there, but it's not like, you're allowed on the porch, but you ain't allowed in the house. Like, if that's the case with Brock Purdy, then you're saying the same. You got to look at the same way with Russell Wilson. You got to look at the same way with Justin Fields. You and I both saw Justin Fields and go, there's something in there that's with that kid. And if they make it strike, it's going to strike. Well, now they can run the football. They got Najee Harris, who's not as good as Jaylen Warren. You also have a decent enough wide receiver set. They can let go of Deontay Johnson. They still have George Pickens, who can be a bit of a goofball, obviously. But if you were bringing Brandon Ayuk there, you still have Pat Freiermuth. They addressed their offensive line yesterday. That is dumb. That is a dangerous thing to say, irresponsible.
Here's why it's not dumb.
Don't say these things.
And here's why it's not irresponsible. That they will have to turn around and pay him $30 million a year. He's going to have to be the highest paid wide receiver, and I think he's a system guy. That, to me, is the epitome of going against how value works in the NFL.
In fact, I hate this segment so much, I'm texting.
I do like that point, Anthony, that it could hurt their salary
and
structure.
Here's another part. They got to give away a pick, a very, very high. This isn't a fifth-round pick like the Browns gave up for Amari Cooper. And they didn't have to make Amari Cooper the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. And I had no qualms about whether Amari Cooper was a system guy in Dallas. And he has not only been not a system guy, he's flourished here in Cleveland. And so that's why I'd be excited.
That's dumb.
I'd stand up and clap.
Right.
Go ahead, Pittsburgh.
216-474-0092. Do you agree
Let's
with
go.
Anthony or I? Because I think this is a really irresponsible,
and you know
stupid
what I also
thing
love?
To say.
Your sides,
I love that when they make the trade, guys like Pony and Muller and Ilkin and Barrasso are going to be going nuts about how this is such a great trade, the same way we did for Odell Beckham. And in the end, it's going to cost them. That is what I love.
I think this is dumb. I think it's a dumb. I think this is just as dumb as bring on the Yankees. To sit there, buddy, you are up. You got off the bike and you're up against the fence, like playing peekaboo with the Rottweiler on the other side of the fence. That's what you're doing, man. This is not smart. Not a smart thing. I've sat here and preached, and you've agreed with me. I have preached this entire time about how they will pull you down in the gutter. And they will wear you down. They will win that fight in that trench. And you're going to give them another weapon to try to compete against you. Which, by the way, Mike Tomlin, possibly his final season in Pittsburgh, wants to take one more swing at it. Could you imagine if Pittsburgh wins another Super Bowl before us? I will play that audio at my effing funeral. I swear to God, I will make you live that for the rest of your life. My sons will play it at your funeral. I swear to God, a Carmen will play it over your grave if that happens.
To quote the great Freddie Kitchens,
I'm not kidding you.
You're living in your fears.
I think that was Todd Haley.
As Todd Haley would say, living in your fears.
Freddie had Pittsburgh started it.
As Freddie would say, Pittsburgh started it, I'll wear that shirt.
As the great Todd Haley would say...
.216-474-0092. Yeah, I can't just move on.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah. Keith, the marble mouth of Crawford County. Good morning.
Hotline. Yeah, Lima's 100% right on this argument, Ken. I mean, I don't know.
He's right? Like, he's right?
Come on. Yeah, I don't believe he's being sarcastic.
You know, 100% right. I made the same argument with Nick yesterday. How are we not certain that Brandon Ayuk is not just a system wide receiver? I'm not saying the guy. He had 1,300 yards last year. Yeah, that's a great season. But, like, has he done it for three or four seasons? No, he's not. And I'm not saying he can't do it that way, but when is the last time, like we just had Mark Schlereth say this to us the other day about the wide receiver position. When is the last time a guy has been
since Mark Schlereth said it, and won it? That's it.
Well, he made a pretty damn good point, Ken. Like, when is the last time a team has won the Super Bowl? You're acting like Pittsburgh is going to just all of a sudden blow up the league offensively.
So,
to win the Super Bowl,
we don't need any good wide receivers. We should forget talking about wide receivers. Why are they drafting them in the first round?
You think that they're just gonna go out and win the Super Bowl just because they trade for Brandon Ayuk?
I'm not saying that they're going to go out and win the Super Bowl. I challenge Tone and say, no.
If Brandon Ayuk is worth the money that Pittsburgh would be willing to pay him if they trade for him, why is San Francisco trading him?
I think they have to make sure that they're able to pay Brock Purdy if Brock Purdy becomes the real deal. I think
that
they have to make...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sure that they have the...
Well, that is not the reason.
Keith. Tell me more about the San Francisco 49ers and how great they are, even though their last drafts have been garbage.
It's because the rest of their roster is the strength of that team. Ken, who is the star of the San Francisco 49ers?
Kyle Shanahan.
Trent Williams.
Offensively,
Trent Williams is on the offensive line.
Okay. If you had to keep three players offensively for the San Francisco 49ers, where's Brandon Ayuk rank right now, today?
Third.
For the next three seasons.
You're going to say Christian McCaffrey, who's 28 years old now and has hit that mark that everybody made the big deal about Nick Chubb before he got seriously injured?
Christian McCaffrey.
Randy Cross.
You are putting Christian.
Gary Plummer. Okay, I'm just making jokes now. I'm not trying to get out of it.
Jim Druckenmiller.
Okay, let Pittsburgh trade.
It's because you know we're right.
I don't believe you're right. I don't believe you're right.
They can play another receiver in that. Can't replace Christian McCaffrey in that offense. Brock Purdy is what he is at quarterback. They know that.
Well, eventually they're going
to
have to.
The offensive line. George Kittle is one of the best tight ends in the game. Like, Brandon Ayuk is totally replaceable for them.
Okay. All right.
That's why they're willing to deal.
Make the trade.
Make
the trade.
Make Kyle Shanahan is what makes them everywhere he's
you
been.
You better
he's
pray
that he can
to
make the
God.
Most out of whatever
if
county
they, yeah, fine. If you want to make the trade, make the trade. That's cool.
Well, you're putting a lot of faith in Arthur Smith. I mean, he's proven a lot.
I think he can call an offense. I don't think he was a great head coach. I think he can call an offense.
You need other players in offense. You need a quarterback. They don't have one right now.
I said they could take care of the guy. You decide not to listen to me. That's fine. That's okay.
They have zero on the offensive line right now. Put all the faith in
And
them.
They just addressed it with a great combo player that can play well. And I know that, but they just addressed that, and they'll be okay in that sense. I have a feeling that the Pittsburgh Steelers will at least keep their head above water.
Brandon Ayuk, $3 million plus.
I got to tell you, I think it's the dumbest argument you two have ever made.
George Pickens comes up for a deal in another 2 years, you're not paying him either.
There you go. Challenge the Steelers. That always works out well for us.
All right.
There you go.
Good win there, Lima.
Thank you. Well done. Congratulations to both of you. Challenging the Pittsburgh Steelers. The team that found a way to beat us with Duck Hodges. Yeah, do that.
The Steelers have been able to draft good wide receivers, but by the end of their terms there in Pittsburgh, always seem to cause problems.
That guy makes decisions that feeds my family, that guy who just called in. That's scary. That's scary to me. How's that for a sobering thought for everybody, eh? My kids eat because of the decisions the marble mouth of Crawford County makes. I need Andy Roth to come in here and agree with me, because then I'm really going to be weirded out about this place. If he agrees with you, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll start my own radio station with common sense. Colton in Cuyahoga Falls, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
I'm doing horrible. Go ahead.
First off, that take on Brandon Ayuk was crazy. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Just go ahead. Let's pull out our pants and shake our ass in front of the dog. Let us see if he bites
us. What part do you disagree with?
All of it. He's one of the best route runners in the game. Like, he's an elite.
Oh, I heard Jerry Jeudy was one of the best route runners in the game. I heard Amari Cooper is one of the best route runners. I heard Elijah Moore is one. I hear it about 40 guys every year.
So you're ripping the Steelers possibly making that move by ripping the Browns and the moves that they made.
No, what I am saying.
But you're also saying you're not afraid of the Steelers making that move because of the moves that the Browns have made.
I think he's a system guy.
Dumbest point.
And you're going to make him the highest paid player. You're going to make him the highest paid wide receiver. And then he's going to stew in Pittsburgh like every wide receiver does. And they don't even know who their quarterback is. You're telling me about their system. They don't even know who the quarterback is going to be.
My next point, I just had a hopeful prediction. This probably won't happen for three players. Okay. Either Keon Coleman, Jonathan Brooks, or Michael Hall for us for a defensive tackle. I'd be happy with either of those. With that being said, I've always wanted to say this. Can you guys sweet chin music me off the air?
Yeah, sure.
You can't. It's not a cup of coffee, buddy. You can't just order it up. Marcus and Aurora, you're next up on the Fan. No one tells DJ Request what to play. Marcus, hello. Hey.
Happy Friday, guys. Listen, Ayuk, the one thing he does do that Arthur Smith probably likes is he run blocks, because Deontay Johnson never did that. But he's not as good a player as CeeDee Lamb. So if you're the Steelers, you really want to pay him, make him the highest paid receiver in the league? That's crazy, because CeeDee Lamb and trade Ayuk.
A second round pick for him.
Yeah, but CeeDee Lamb's not available.
I know, but the point is, you're going to overpay the guy. If you're the Steelers, that's the issue. You're going to overpay him, aren't
you? Marcus, but what does it matter if a guy's leaving after this year and Mike Tomlin, where he's in his final year as his contract? Has he signed an extension?
So
Marcus,
hold
on. And this is my problem that I have with Anthony's argument. Is he's using Brown's decisions to say that he's not afraid of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that means that these players are going to work against the Browns, even though they play for the Browns, in a situation against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That doesn't make any sense.
System guy.
No. And, you know, he does run block. He is a good player. He's a physical receiver. He's certainly better, I would say, than Deontay Johnson. That's the perks of the trade. If they can work out a reasonable salary for the guy, then you're right, Kenny. It is a good deal for the Steelers. Wow. And like I said, he run blocks. And Arthur Smith loves that stuff.
I won't be able to see it. By the way, I'm working too late tonight. I can't come to the liquor store.
You're the man. You got to do the job. Boy, that Cavs loss was ugly. That's all I can say, gentlemen.
It was the pits. Thank you very much.
They'll
for
be
the
back
call.
Saturday, 1 o'clock.
I agree with you there. 216.
They will definitely play the game at that time.
474-0092. Coming up next, coming in hot. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste,
guys.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing from Anthony Lima, who is a college graduate and an American citizen, who is talking about let's just go ahead and challenge the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. I hope you clip him like you clip me. I hope that
Which
happens.
One's he?
I hope, yeah. It's the one with about 60 pounds out of his voice. You'll be able to figure it out real
Kenny,
quick.
Like Eminem last night on that stage in Detroit, I'm not afraid.
Oh, my God. 216-474-0092. Ken Carman, Tone Master General. Coming in hot. Coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!